I brought a few things to help me tell the story to you guys. I brought an old, well, it's kind of the size of a Bible. It's actually a Boy Scout handbook. Camping and hiking and first aid, and I'm holding it upside down. This week I read of a little boy who wanted to join the Scouts, but he didn't know how to go about it. He didn't know who to choose as a troop master. He didn't know who to ask to do anything. One day, his mom got a phone call. Come here, you. From a man who said, well, I'm troop master here at school, and I'd like your son to come and join our troop. He said, well, I didn't know how to do this before. There he goes. But because this guy called me, yep, we'll take care of it. But because he called me, I'm going to join his troop. And he did. And then our Bible reading today, thanks for coming back here. Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee. Well, what's this stuff? I'm using this to help me remember.
Fishing stuff.
Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw some guys fishing. And he said, hey, you guys, I want you to be on my team. I want you to be in my troop. I want you to follow me. And he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Come here, you. What does that mean? Fishers of men. Let's just take these fish hooks and let's throw them at a bunch of people and hook them and reel them in. Is that what they're talking about?
Yes.
What's Jesus saying? I'm going to make you fishers of men. What do you think? What's he saying? Oh, nice. So we're going to go find people. We're going to look for them. And we're going to, I like that, reel them in and teach them about God. Yeah, very good. Tell them that God loves them. Good job. That's right. I brought a piece of paper here. Can you see the things that are on that? What is that?
A shell and rain.
A shell and rain? What's the word at the bottom? Anybody a reader? What's that word say? Baptism. This is a picture. It's not the actual certificate. This is a picture of a baptism certificate. When you were baptized, God asked you to be on his team. Actually, he made you part of his team. When you had water sprinkled on you or you were dunked, whichever way it went, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, God made you part of his team. And he helps us to do that, going out and telling people to be fishers of men, to reel them in. I'm going to use that. I like that, to reel them in and tell them how much God loves them. Is that a pretty cool deal? That's, as much as I hate to admit it, that's even better than camping and hiking and all that other stuff. But we can do all that stuff, or a sleepover. We can do all that stuff in his name, can't we? Good job. Should we talk to him? He loves it when we talk to him. Let's talk to him. Lord, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you that they know you and that you know them. Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, help us as a congregation to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. We pray these things in Jesus' name.